The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope those who celebrated had a really wonderful Easter. If anything, I hope you had a great long weekend. Although I'm not sure if one of our audience listeners out there had a very good weekend. Ellis, my man, better known as Super Ninja 115 in the BTN Slack room. Yep, the poor guy had his appendix out over the weekend. Get better soon, buddy. Anyways, let's get today's show rolling. Yes, it's a new month already. April 2nd, so no April Fool's news. Sorry. 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Okay, Apple fan or not an Apple fan, we all have to face it. Siri sucks. Not only does it suck, it sucks really bad right now compared to all the other voice assistants out there. Apparently, Apple is starting to finally get the point. That's why they've started getting on a hiring spree, getting people on board saying, come on, fix this crap. Yes, it seems about 161 new positions have been going over to Siri land, most of them being for engineers. Other things they're recruiting for seems to be machine learning scientists, whatever the hell that is. Did you know that's a thing? I didn't either. And multiple engineers to address proactive intelligence. So hopefully with this news, 2018 will be a better year for Siri. I'm not going to hold my breath, though. Hey, do you like that on-demand rush delivery service that Uber has? Well, you're going to have to look elsewhere now. That's because Uber's going to shut it down. That's right. Say bye-bye to Uber Rush. Actually, Uber sent out an email to customers saying it will be ending the program June 30th. So you still got a little bit of time to keep rushing that crap out that you need delivered. Now, you might remember this all started way back in 2014 in Manhattan, of all places. That allowed users to hire someone to pick up a package and deliver it to the location ASAP. But apparently, it's not doing so well. The one that is doing well, though, is Uber Eats. So it seems the company wants to focus on, well, basically where the money is. Oh, a day of shutdowns, apparently. Another thing shutting down that actually I've used in the past, GOO.GL, better known as the Google Shortening Service. Come April 13th, yet no more. Google says that new and anonymous users won't be able to create new links through the Goo.GL console as of April 13th. However, though, if you're an existing user, you'll still be able to use it for about 6 more months, possibly a year, we're hearing. After that, I don't think they're going to be doing anything with it. Now, I'm sure a bigger question is, though, for people, okay, crap, I just created a link yesterday using that thing. How long is my link going to stay active? According to Google, March 30th, 2019. And finally, hey, it's Monday and it's time to play everybody's favorite game, Does It Fart? Actually, it's not really a game, although it could be, and it could be a fun one too. It's actually a new book coming out in the U.S. on April 3rd. Again, can't be an April Fool's thing because it's way after April Fool's. But that is what the book's actually called, Does It Fart? And it goes through a whole bunch of different species that are out there. You name it. I mean, of course, humans. Yeah, of course they fart. I just farted before I did the news show. But what about things like the Bolson pupfish? Ever heard of that? Well, if you have or haven't, you probably think, how does that thing fart? Or does it? Well, yeah, they actually do fart. But it takes them quite a few months before they do. Apparently, it takes something of the temperatures rising in summer and something to do with the gases in their stomach and the builds up a temperature. I don't know. But after that, all those elements come together and then, there they go. But things you think would fart, say like a sloth, right? Do they fart? No, they don't. Imagine if they did, though. It would be like the longest drawn-out fart in history. Another thing that doesn't fart? Birds. Although they do love to take a crap on you. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, powered by uk2.net. That is where you can find our podcast. That is where you can find our blog. And that, of course, is where you can find all those lovely little reviews we've done for you to help you decide if spending your money on certain things is actually worth it. You can also find us on our social media destinations, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network. We're on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, you heard me talk about it just at the first of the show, the BTN Slack. Back Room. If you're not a part of the community, why not? Come on over and join us. We'd love to have you. BritishTech.slack.com. That's the destination. Go check it out right now. The news show will be returning for your Tuesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, boy, I know after that long weekend, it's going to be hard to get things going today. But no matter how you get going, just do it with a smile. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.